This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence will speak to the Republican National Convention in the next half hour from Maryland's Fort McHenry, site of the 1814 battle that inspired what is now the U.S. national anthem. Pence is expected to give a robust defense of President Donald Trump in his speech. It should also provide a contrast with former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris, the Democratic nominees for the November 3rd election. Biden and Harris were spotlighted at their own party convention last week. Follow our coverage of the conventions on voanews.com. The White House said Wednesday it had helped the Midwest U.S. state of Wisconsin in the deployment of almost 1,000 National Guard troops following protests that have rocked the city of Kenosha. This after a white police officer shot a black man several times in the back Sunday, and two people were shot and killed during protests over the police shooting Tuesday night. Police have arrested a 17-year-old in connection with that case. Protests have spilled into the sports world. All three NBA playoff games scheduled for Wednesday have been postponed, with players around the league choosing to boycott in their strongest statement yet against racial injustice. The dramatic series of moves began when the NBA's team from Wisconsin, where the Jacob Blake shooting took place, didn't take the floor for their game against a team from Florida. Women of the WNBA joined the men and decided not to play their regular season games in protest. And the 10th-ranked woman tennis player in the world, Naomi Osaka, said she's pulled out of the semifinals of a tennis tournament in protest of racial injustice. Osaka has a Japanese mother and Haitian father. She said in a social media post, quote, "Before I'm an athlete, I am a black woman," end quote. This is VOA News.